Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Gary Grasso is the mayor of Burr Ridge, and he describes himself, this wouldn't be news to anybody, as a lifelong Republican. He voted for Reagan and Bush, but he's troubled by what he sees. Now, talk to us. Welcome to the show, Gary. You're on the air.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity. Yeah, I want to really speak up for the moderate Republicans and ask them to please raise their voices to get back to our roots as Republicans and fight against big government, make sure we have proper safety for our families, good education and academics and principles. We too often, the Illinois Republican Party, maybe the entire national party, get stuck too much on the issues of abortion and guns. And as a result of that, we hand the Democrats, look at all of their ads. Every Republican that's on the ballot is being accused of being too extreme. They bring up abortion. They bring up guns all the time. They label us all as too extremes because of these two issues. There has to be room in the Illinois Republican Party for respectable debate on abortion and gun rights without it being at the far right. The far right has controlled the Illinois Republican Party's primary candidates too often, too many times, and that's why we're getting diluted and we don't have a seat at the table of government.
It's disquieting. It's alarming. Sometimes, we've talked about this before, you'll sit down to vote, there won't even be a Republican to vote for in some city races. But I wonder what Republicans want in Illinois, because, for instance, they put, well, you know the slate of candidates. You yourself said they seem extreme. What do most Republicans in Illinois want from their political leaders?
You know, I'm going to be optimistic here. I think the most Republicans want exactly what I was just speaking about. They want us to get back to our Republican roots of the items I spoke about. Certainly, there are differing opinions on right-to-life issues, abortion, guns. You know, for example, I don't find any problem with having a discussion with about semi-automatic weapons. Why should an 18-year-old be able to get such a gun? Why should you not have a waiting period? Why can't there be background checks for those types of weapons that were built, in my opinion, just to kill people?
Most people feel that way. That's not even a Republican philosophy. That's an American philosophy.
I believe that to be true. But when you bring that up in the Republican Party, it's my experience that if you can't, you know, support the Second Amendment completely, which I do, but the far right says that means no regulation of guns. I think that's too extreme.
Why is it? But why does that extreme wing control then the candidate slate or the presentation of Republicanism in Illinois?
I can only assume because they are the ones that get out and vote. History is
at the primary level.
Yes, at the primary level. The moderates don't come out. They're not energized by the candidates that the far right is able to put up in the primaries, in the primary contested elections. And when you see what happens is almost every far right candidate gets through the primaries, the multiple candidates, et cetera. The moderates have to raise their voice. They have to say enough of this. We need some electable candidates. Look, you know, in my opinion, our gubernatorial candidate has no chance of getting elected because of those opinions that he has on abortion.
Let me offer this to you, Gary, because I think the election's going to be closer than maybe you do. But if I had to bet, I would say J.B. Pritzker will probably win. I think it's going to be a lot narrower, though, than J.B. Pritzker a lot of people would like. Okay, but then this is a missed opportunity. If JB is vulnerable, if tying him to Lori Lightfoot in crime is a winning strategy, and the candidates that Republicans are putting up are unelectable, it strikes me as a real missed opportunity. It's like, come on,
yes.
You guys, I agree with you. We've got problems, but Darren Bailey is the best you've got? Couldn't we have found somebody who is a little more appealing to the middle? And you guys didn't do that.
That's right. And if the race is closer than I think it's going to be, it's only because finally some of the people are going to vote for Bailey regardless of his extreme opinions because of the core Republican values. But there's going to be not enough, in my opinion, Democrats and independents that will vote for Bailey because of the guns and abortion issues.
You think
so?
That's
I agree. I think we're going to miss the opportunity.
What do you think of the strategy of hammering away on the crime issue? That seems to be the focus of the Republican Party in this state.
It's not the only one. I agree with that. As a small town mayor, I see crime going up. We're right on the cusp of we're on the border of Cook County, and I see. Look, we had somebody apprehended 6 months ago for a crime in Burr Ridge straddles DuPage and Cook. I should make that clear. And the first thing the offender said was, "What county am I in?"
I've heard
well,
that.
Well, you know, it brings a chuckle, but it's endemic of what the problem is. Crime is a legitimate issue. I'm glad Bailey's on it. But you know, the other issues, how the economy's running, how JB handled the pandemic, which was, you know, he crushed the economy on some kind of following the science. You know, excuse my legalese, but BS. After a while, we knew this wasn't going to be that bad. You don't crush businesses the way he crushed businesses and put so many people out of work, still out of work in this. We had so many opportunities as Republicans to highlight these things. But unfortunately, because of Bailey's background, it becomes abortion and guns. And so the message gets clouded. It gets we get defeated because of these issues that should not dictate and should not have squandered our opportunity here in 2022 to replace Pritzker.
Gary Grasso's piece in the Chicago Tribune is a headlined, "Moderate Republicans Can Win Races in Illinois If They Raise Their Voices." It's an interesting point and nice conversation. Good to talk to you today, Gary. And listen, I don't think you and I vote the same way all of the time, but I think as a person who sees one party control the state, I would like to see a more competitive Republican ideology, a more competitive Republican voice in our state. You know, it'll hold the Democrats to the fire better. It'll make them better politicians. And so I'm completely with you on that.
And I couldn't agree more with you. That's exactly right. Competition is good for America. Competition is good for Illinois. Republicans have to become more competitive and stop being pigeonholed as too extreme because of their perceived opinions on abortion and gun control. Let's get back to core Republican values that moderates like Jim Edgar
Jim Edgar, Jim Thompson.
We don't have a Jim Edgar, you know, on the horizon anymore. But Reagan was successful. Look, Rauner ran and won principally because he was successful in staying away from those extreme issues, and he hammered on the economy, and that's what pulled him through. The next time around, what defeated him?
Yeah.
HB 40.
Okay. I'm out of time, Gary.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I can tell you.
I get passionate about it.
Well, I think we all are, and that's why we called. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.